الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم globally is passing through a time of great difficulty, great persecution, great tests, trials and tribulations. Almost every day, in fact, it has become the norm for us to hear of atrocity, persecution, loss of life, loss of property, torture, hardship, difficulty being meted out to some section of the ummah in some corner of the globe. If one is not careful, a sense of despondency overtakes one. That what is bringing about such rot? What is bringing about such a malady? We find that many ideas, theories have been put forward by the so-called enlightened thinkers, intelligentsia of our times, as to what is the cause of the downfall of this ummah. Lack of university degrees, lack of worldly education, lack of Muslim governments, lack of military, scientific, technical advancement. Various theories and ideas are being put forward. However, if we weigh these various theories in the light of Quran and Hadith, and in the light of that ulum which reached us from the Arsh of Allah through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find that all these various theories and ideas have absolutely no basis in Quran and Hadith. One scholar puts it quite succinctly. He says, "Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai, aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe jisse pareshani barhta hai." The ummat is in a plight. The ummat is facing a problem, but it is trying to address its problem in those avenues which will in fact exacerbate, worsen and increase its problem. Any solution having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation will not address the problem. By the qasam of my Allah, it will in fact increase the problem. The dominion, the control, the tasarruf of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكُ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. All these verses which I've recited and many, many more verses in the Quran, one principle, unequivocal message Allah is giving us, that advancement, decline, benefit and harm in the heavens and the earth cannot occur without the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. It is Allah's dominion, it is Allah's kingdom, and this entire universe is running on Allah's sunnat, which does not change. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لا مبدل لكلماته، لا تبديل لكلمات الله، ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا، ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا. It is Allah's sunnah and system and decree that is running the heavens and the earth. The criteria on which Allah decides advancement and decline is one thing and one thing only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan and addressed him, Ya Aba Sufyan. Outwardly, this may appear to be a specific address, addressed to Abu Sufyan himself. But it is not addressed directly to Abu Sufyan, but this is a general address to every ummati, every reciter of kalima, every follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right up till Qiyamah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has caught hold of your hand, Ya Aba Sufyan, Ya Muhammad, Ya Yunus, Ya Imran, Ya Abdullah. What is the message? Di'tukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have brought that way of life. If you will embody what I have come with, sibghatallah wa man ahsanu min Allah sibgha. What is Quran telling us? Color yourself, mold yourself in the color of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغًا. And there is no color, no mold better than the color of Allah. What is the mold of Allah? What is the color of Allah? What is that way of life which Allah wants? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Aba Sufyan, ji'tukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. Every Muslim is addressed that incorporate my way of life. Not only will Allah give you the upper echelons of paradise, not only will you become the owner of Jannatul Firdaus, but karamatid dunya, karamatid dunya. Allah will give you honor, dignity, protection, succor, comfort, advancement in this world also. 14 centuries ago, on the one hand, that was the message. On the other side, what is the converse of that? What is Quran telling us? فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Caution them, warn them, caution them, warn them. What must you warn them? That if they will move away, if they will deviate from the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what does Allah say? This is a recipe for disaster. This is a recipe for fitna, for tests, trials, tribulations. This is a recipe for the rivers to flow with the blood of this ummah. This is a recipe for the destruction of this ummah. And if you will still not heed, if you will still not make tawbah, if you will still not come back to the way of life of my Nabi, أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, then in the hereafter you will have to face a terrible punishment. Allah's gradient, Allah's thermometer, Allah's yardstick for prosperity and advancement is one thing and one thing only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 14 centuries ago in the Quran it was revealed upon us, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, verily we have revealed. Allah doesn't say we revealed the Quran. Allah says we revealed al-dhikr, admonishment, caution, reminder, warning. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. We have revealed this Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Look at the emphasis. Allah says we will protect this Quran. We will protect this Quran. In 1940, a group of Germans got together. They collected a few manuscripts of the Bible, a basic comparison, and they found that there were differences in every one of the manuscripts. Then they collected, historically it is recorded, 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. They compared them to their utter consternation and shock. Harf by harf, nukta by nukta, letter for letter, dot for dot. There was not one difference in any of the 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran and we will protect it. This promise of protection is not only for the letters of the Quran or the alphabets of the Quran. The message of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the akhlaq and character of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran, the goals and the principles and the aspirations of the Quran. Someone asked Aisha, Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, describe the akhlaq and character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a beautiful reply. Succinct, short, brief, incorporates everything. What was her reply? She said, Kana khuluquhul Quran. If you want to see the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the message of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran, the akhlaq and character of the Quran, then look at Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the living embodiment of Kalamullah. He was the living embodiment of the Quran. And like Allah took upon himself to protect the letters of the Quran, Allah has taken upon himself to protect the message of the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Interestingly, if you look in the annals of history, you will find mention of rulers, of conquerors, of tyrants, of great, great kings of the past. Poor people, people from backward nations, very little mention you find in the annals of history. Yet, miraculously, when it came to this orphan, born in a desert, 14 centuries ago, in the most backward nation of the time, every aspect of his existence is recorded. If you go in this masjid, musalli to musalli, by, this is only, some of us are 20 years, 30 years, 40 years old. By what day of the week were you born? Which hospital were you born in? What time were you born? This generation, more than 90% of us will have absolutely no idea. In this age of computers, in this age of data chips, in this age of microchips, gigabytes and megabytes and millions of tiny bits of information, such an age and era, by what day of the week were you born? No idea. What time? No idea. Where? No idea. Who was present at your birth besides your mother? No idea. 14 centuries ago in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time, when it comes to this orphan, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every aspect recorded. It was a Monday, according to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 571. The Islamic calendar not yet started. It was Amul Fil, 6 months approximately after the incident where Abraha tried to attack Baytullah and his army was destroyed. The time of his birth, Subah Sadiq, 4:20 in the morning, 22nd of April, Islamic 22nd of April, daybreak is at 4:20 in the morning. Later on, they calculate, Muarikhin calculate, it was either the 12th of Rabiul Awal or the 8th of Rabiul Awal. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina, the one who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr, radiallahu anha, she became a Muslim later on. Foster mother Halima Saadiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha. These names are not coincidental. Ulama say, just look at the names by which Allah has surrounded his Nabi. Father's name Abdullah, his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. She belonged to the Banu Sa'd tribe. A Nabi of Sa'adat, dignity and honor was being born. Foster mother, the one who assisted in his birth, midwife Shifa. What does Shifa mean? Cure. The one who came to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. Even the timing of the birth, Subah Sadiq, daybreak, after the darkness of night, daybreak is the promise of light. The hearts of humanity had been filled with darkness. The light of Hidayat, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was making his introduction. Like the poet says, Afalat shumusul awwaleen wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu. He says, the suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our source of light, our Hadi, our Rehbar, our guide, our Imam, our son, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical universe will be destroyed. The sun will be destroyed, the moon, the stars, the galaxies will be destroyed. But the sun of the light of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never ever set. Born in Rabi'ul Awwal, this word Rabi' means spring. After the desolation of winter, what does spring promise? Life, rejuvenation of the earth, enlivenment of the earth. Rabi', the spring, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashur-e-Hurum? Why Rabi'ul Awwal? Why not one of the sacred months? Ulama say he didn't need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Born in a desert, there was no vegetation, no water. He was the vegetation. He was the water. He was the light. From the Banu Hashim tribe, what does Hashim mean? One who is generous, the height of generosity. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being born. Every aspect recorded, number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. When did he pass away? 7th of June, 633, according to the Christian calendar. 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Monday, 11th year of Hijrah, according to the Islamic calendar. 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. Every aspect recorded. If you want to understand the extent of detail, such was the bond between Habib and Mahbub, Allah and His beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is this Rabiul Awwal, one is that Rabiul Awwal, 1400 odd years ago, when the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurred. In fact, this was his zuhur. Allah made apparent His Nabi. When did His creation take place? When was He created? That Quran and Hadith is silent about. On one occasion, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala who comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata wajabat laka nubuwa. Tell me, when did Allah make you a Nabi? When did Allah make you a Nabi? What was the expected response? I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. According to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, it was the 21st of Ramadan. I was in the Ghare Hira, the cave of Hira. Jibreel came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah made me His Nabi. That was what Abu Huraira expected him to respond. What was the actual response to the utter consternation and surprise of Abu Huraira? What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? كنت نبيا وإن آدم منجدل بين الماء والطين. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Already I was the Nabi of Allah. When? There is ishara. Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah in his Shifa mentions the riwayat. قرأ الله سورة ياسين, that he narrates from Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah made tilawat of Surah Yasin 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Scientists estimate that the age of this universe is 20 billion years. True or untrue, Allah knows best. Hypothetically, assume it is correct, 20 billion years. 1,000 years before that, not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. Allah made tilawat of Surah Yasin. What is Surah Yasin? Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. By the qasam of the Quran al Hakim, innaka lamina al mursaleen. Verily, you are my Nabi. Innaka. In Arabic language, the word kaf is used when the object addressed is existing. Otherwise, it would have been innahu lamina al mursaleen. Verily, he is my Nabi. Allah says, innaka lamina al mursaleen. This is supported by the riwayat of Isfahani, where he says, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innali indallahi asharata asma. My Rabb gave me 10 names. Ulama say, kasrat asma, kasrat muhabbat par dalalat karti hai. More names, more muhabbat. When a dam is over full, when it wants to burst out, you have to create many, many channels for the water to find direction. When the love is bursting, Then there has to be many channels. That is why a mother, when she picks her only child up, she doesn't say Muhammad or Abdullah, Mera Lal, Mera Jigar, Mera Chand, Mera Zameen, Mera Asman, Mera Dil Ka Tukra. How many names? Why? Because the Muhabbat is in Josh. Quran and Hadith put together, there are 525 names in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this riwayat, Inna li indallahi asharata asma. He says, my Rabb gave me 10 names. Ana Muhammad, I am the one who is praised excessively. Wa Ahmad, who praises Allah excessively. Wa Mahi, the one who destroyed kufr. Wa Hashir, the one who will be raised first. Wa Aqib, the one who came last. Wa Fatih, one meaning of Fatih, victorious, conqueror. Other meaning, Nubuwat began upon me. Wa Khatim, Nubuwat ended upon me. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalik. ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وطه وابو القاسم وياسين. He says Yasin is one of my 10 names. Every aspect recorded. Such things are recorded, my respected brothers. If we didn't know these things, if we didn't know these things, by the qasam of my Allah, it would have made no difference whatsoever, not even an iota, to the maqam, to the status, to the sharafat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just by way of example, I am mentioning one or two riwayats. Alama Suyuti rahimahullah mentions it in his Qasais al-Kubra, relying on Abu Nu'aym's hilya. There is a lot of nakarat, weakness in the sanad of these riwayats. But for the sake of historical mention, I am mentioning it. Just to give us an idea, if we didn't know these things, it would have made no difference to his maqam. But look at the extent of detail that is found 14 centuries ago. No micro data, no computer chip. Yet look at the extent to which Allah has preserved every ada, every aspect of the life of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never for it to be lost. Amina, the mother of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, 9 months of my pregnancy had passed. I began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy will experience. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضْ مَسَّحَ عَلَى فُؤَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجْعٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. She says, all of a sudden a white bird came down. With its wing, it massaged my chest, as a result of which all the discomfort and pain I was experiencing disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا كُنْتُ عَطْشَى فَتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. She says, then I turned. All of a sudden I saw a bowl of white milk in front of me. I was thirsty. I picked it up. I started drinking. فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتْ ثَلَاثَةَ آلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen. I saw the whole world in front of me. I saw 3 huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Baytullah. I became mesmerized by this vision. When this vision lifted up, without me being aware, the birth of Rasulullah ﷺ had already taken place. The newborn baby was lying next to her, Shifa bint Amr, the midwife who had come to assist Amina. The moment she looks at the newborn baby, she is shocked. 3 things she notices straight away. 3 things that are unique. Normally, children, when they are born, they have to be bathed. This child, tahiran tahura, he was already bathed. There was no need to bathe him. Second thing, other children are born, the umbilical cord has to be cut off, separated. This child, maqtu'u surra, the umbilical cord had already been separated. Third thing, other children, sometimes 6 months, 1 year later, whatever, circumcision takes place. Wulida makhtunan. Shifa bint Amr notices that the circumcision has already taken place. Few minutes pass, a leher, a burst of energy enters into the newborn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He turns over and he goes into sajda like an adult makes sajda. He remains in sajda for a long time. Then he lifts up his head, raises up his finger, shahadat finger,
Allahu Akbar Kabira, Walhamdulillahi Kathira, Wa Subhanallahi Bukrata Wasila. Allah is the greatest glory and praises to my Allah, morning and night, that personality who had come to raise the mention of Allah in this earth, announces his introduction to humanity. Shifa bint Amr says, when he raised up his finger, a light came out. I saw the palaces of Sham, of Syria. I saw the palaces of Basra in that light. Amina, Shifa bint Amr are shocked. They've never seen anything like this. In fear, Amina picks up the baby, places it on her lap. It was a riwaj, custom of Jahiliyyah, that they would place a metal pot, an object, over the newborn child. They had this idea that it protected the child from bad nazri, from bad eyes. They placed this metal object over Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah would not tolerate such customs of Jahiliyyah for his Nabi. All of a sudden, but they heard a cracking noise, this metal pot split open. Then a few minutes later, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descends. Faghashiyatu wa ghayyabatu, and this cloud covers the body of this child. He becomes invisible. Sometimes when you're traveling in heavy mist, you can't see your fingers in front of you. They could not see this baby. Then it rose up, this cloud, and a voice called out from the unseen, Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liya'rifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east, to the west. Let the entire creation come to know. Come to know what? That moment has come. That moment has come for which the entire kainat was holding its breath. That moment has come for which every Nabi of Allah waited. In the Quran, what is Allah telling us? وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةِ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam, Allah made that Nabi take an oath, a covenant, that if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to come in your time, you will give up your nubuwwat and you will become the helper of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the ages, every Nabi announced his coming. The whole universe was waiting. That night, the fishes of the sea went to give mubarakbadi to one another, congratulate one another. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. The birds of the sky, it is said that the stars above Makkah Mukarramah became so low on that night that it appeared as if the stars would fall into Baytullah. The thrones of the kafir kings of the world were toppled over on that night. The fire of the ruler of Nosheirwan, of Syria, of Persia, of the Iranian Empire, which for thousands of years was not allowed to be extinguished, on that night that fire was extinguished. 14 pillars of the palace of the ruler of Syria, of Persia, toppled over on that night. Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha. Take him to the east, to the west. Let the entire universe come to know that finally that moment for which they were waiting for the bridegroom of humanity, has finally come. Wa atuhu khuluq Adam wa marifata Sheeth wa shuja'ata Nuh wa khullata Ibrahim wa istislama Ismail wa fasahata Salih wa hikmata Lut wa ridha Ishaq wa bushra Yaqub wa shiddata Musa wa jihada Yusha wa hubba Daniel wa waqara Yunus wa ta'ata Ilyas wa sabra Ayyub wa lahna Dawud wa ismata Yahya wa zuhda عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Noah alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the eloquence of Lut alayhi salam, the wisdom of Noah alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ibrahim, of Ismail alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the summer of Ayyub alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu, waghmisuhu, like in a dye factory, you place the cloth till it catches color. This is waghmisuhu. Allah says, anoint him fi akhlaqin nabiyyin. Whatever was special, whatever was exclusive, to 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were collectively placed in the zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representative of the specific beauty of every Nabi of Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was a baby just half an hour old, for the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor. Myself and all the scholars of the world and every one of us put together with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, by the qasam of my Allah, will not do justice to describing one iota of the beauty and the maqam of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Saadi puts it beautifully, Ba'das Khuda Buzurg, tu ya qissa mukhtasar, after Allah, in greatness, in perfection, in munificence, in majesty, you are the final word. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suffice to say, this is the gradient, this is the thermometer, this is the yardstick by which Allah will decide not only akhirat, dunya also. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become an ummat of rituals. 10 days in Muharram, shed a few tears over the martyrdom of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 12 days in Rabiul Awal, few seerah jalsas, few seerah gatherings, some naat sharif, some nazams are recited, and not one person makes tawbah. Not one person whose hulya, whose outward appearance is away from that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes onto sunnah. Not one bare namazi comes back to the masjid and makes tawbah. What jashn-e milad have we done haq to? What reality of Rabiul Awal have we realized? What wafadari have we shown to that Nabi who gave everything for the sake of the ummat? Time is very limited. A police officer does not have to introduce himself. An army general does not have to introduce himself. The followers of Musa alayhi salam, the magicians, they brought iman on Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave them shahadat. Allah gave them maqam of jannat. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah the question, Ya Allah, they came in my dushmani, they came in my adawat. You gave them jannat, the highest jannat. You gave them maqam of shuhada. Why? What does Allah say? Oh Musa, To mock at you, they dressed up as you were dressed. When I saw their appearance looking the same as my Nabi, my rahmat came into Josh and I gave them hidayat. That was imitation, copycat of Musa alayhi salam. What about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam? This outward appearance is not of a Maulvi. This is an attempt to emulate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our youngsters today, bareheaded for Jummah Salah. Bareheaded for Jummah Salah. When did my Nabi appear in public without his hair covered? Then we want to know, is it in Bukhari? Is it in Muslim? Is it in Tirmizi Sharif? We want to get involved in scholastic discussions. Why? One is Qanuni Islam. One is the Islam of Ishq and Muhabbat. One is the Islam of Ishq and Muhabbat. Islam of Ishq and Muhabbat is what is matloob by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi trips, he stumbles for the rest of the life of Umar. Even after the demise of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he walked on that road, he used to stumble. One day his son asked him, Oh my father, why are you stumbling? There's nothing here. He said, when I walked with my Nabi, he stumbled on this spot. Islam of Ishq, Islam of Muhabbat. Time is very limited. I will terminate on one incident, one example. I mentioned it before. There was an Islamic conference in America. One new Muslim, call him a revert, white Muslim, accepted Islam. What did he do? He had his clothing halfway between his knee and his ankle. Nisfu saq, which is the actual sunnah. One scholar like me approaches him, Bhai, you've got permission till above the ankle. Ma asfal al-dhaqn fi nar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, that section of your clothing below the ankle is in Jahannam. You've got allowance to just above the ankle. Lower it. Why are you keeping it halfway? The actual sunnah. I fear that people will mock at you. What was the response? Two things he said. He said, first thing, he said, do you want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of the opinion of ignorant fools? And the second thing pertinent to you and I, what did he say? He said, you are a Muslim.
You are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. That is why I know the value of 1-1 sunnah. Matric exam went now. Ask those students the value of 1-1 mark. Ask them the value of 1-1 mark, 1-1 percentage. Where is the value of sunnah? What we say, it is only sunnat. My respected brothers, this the insult that is contained in this expression, it is only sunnah, is a greater crime than the destruction of the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. Where is the ishq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Outwardly the name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions are the dushman and the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from head to toe. Rabiul Awwal is not just Rabiul Awwal. Every day is Rabiul Awwal. Every day is a celebration of that Nabi that was given to this ummah. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah said, I favored you when I gave you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is our wafadari? This is Allah's gradient. Beautifully the poet puts it, ki Muhammad se wafa tune, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. Allah says, make wafadari of my Nabi. Not wafadari of some pop star or some sports personality who's every day is in sharab and every night is in zina, who doesn't care for you. That Nabi who tied stones to his stomach for you. That Nabi who cried before Allah for you more than any mother or father cried. That Nabi who tomorrow on the day of judgment will be begging Allah and making sifarish for you. Make wafadari of that Nabi. He said, the poet says, make wafadari of my Nabi. And what will Allah do? Allah says, I will become yours. What is this world? I will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Take from Allah's treasures. But what is the criteria? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Rabiul Awwal. For us to come onto sunnah. For us to come onto his day, his night, his cry, his fikr. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions. Bringing the sounds of Islam to you.